This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Rabbi Shlomo Eger. Rabbi Shlomo Eger was the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who was living in the city of Warsaw. And a wealthy man came to him and he pled with him, "Please, my wife is very ill. Please send a letter to your father." Rabbi Akiva Eger was the tzaddik of the generation. "Please, he should pray for my wife, Rivka Basara." So Shlomo Eger said, "It's very hard for me to bother my father for every tefillah. I can't really send him a message." So the wealthy man said, "If you ask him to pray for my wife, I will donate to the yeshiva 200 warm winter coats for all the bnei yeshiva." So Shlomo Eger said, "That's a very substantial donation. I'm going to send a message to my father." Rav Shlomo Eger was also a businessman, so he did not say the name accurately. He sent word to Rav Kiva Eger, "Please pray for Sarah bat Rivka, not Rivka bat Sarah." And Rav Kiva Eger prayed, and he sent a letter immediately to his son, "Hitpalalti ba'ad Sarah bat Rivka velo na'aneti." "I prayed for Sarah bat Rivka, and I was not answered." So you see the great humility of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He agreed, he acknowledged he wasn't answered. You see, he knew immediately from his tefillah whether he was answered or not. But he said, "I was not answered. Ulai shagagta b'shem." You probably made a mistake. Shagiti. Ulai, maybe you made a mistake in the name that you sent me. Yeah. Shagita. Ulai shagita b'shem. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger looked at he asked the guy, like, backhanded, "What was the name of your wife?" "It's the name of my wife is Rivka Bas Sarah." He sent word to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger said, "Hitpalalti ba'ad Rivka Bas Sarah v'na'aneti." I was answered. So we see that even when you offer a private tefillah, you need to say the tefillah accurately. If you don't say the name accurately, it could affect the efficacy of the tefillah. This is a well-known story. It's published in the Sefer Igrot Sofrim. These are letters of Rabbi Akiva Eger, Chassam Sofer, Kesav Sofer. Rabbi Akiva Eger was the father-in-law of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was the father of the Kesav Sofer. I was thinking that I think a proof to this teaching of Rabbi Akiva Eger we learn from this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu offers a tefillah. First of all, Yaakov starts the tefillah, "Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Avi Avraham veElokei Avi Yitzchak." So from here, the Sfarno says, when you start a tefillah, you have to start with Avot. Elokei Avi Avraham veElokei Yitzchak. Now, he wasn't davening Shachris Mincha or Arvit. He was offering a personal prayer. So from here, we see even when you offer a personal prayer, you should begin with Avot. And then he says, "Katonti mikol hachasadim mikol ha'emet." He's being mishabeach la'olam yisader adam shvacho shamakom v'yachar kach yitpalel. So he says avot, he's mishabeach, and then he prays hatzileni na miyada chimiyada yisav. That's the tefillah, and then he says modim. He says ve'ata amarta heitev heitiv imach. Satemet writes that was the modim. So even in his personal prayer, he follows the paradigm of tefillah. So this is very important to know. If somebody is davening for a chole, a zivug, you don't just say, "Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, send refuah shleima, send zivug." You should say, "Hashem, the God of my forefathers, thank you for everything you've done for me. Make your request," and then say hoda'ah. But listen carefully. Yaakov davens, "Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav." Ask the Chizkuni, just say either Miyad Achi or Miyad Esav. So the Chizkuni says, if Yaakov would have said Miyad Achi, you would think he means a relative in general. So he had to say Miyad Esav. If he would just say Miyad Esav, maybe Esav down the block. So he said Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. So we see that when you pray, you need to be very precise. You need to be very specific. And perhaps this is the source for what Rabbi Akiva Eger said, "I didn't say the name properly. Maybe that's why I wasn't answered."
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.